Hi, I'm Susan Kennard, and I'd like to take you through one of my favourite processes that I use with clients very, very often. And essentially, it is a process which allows you to forgive someone. It allows you to cut the energetic and ethereal cords from lifetime after lifetime, from experience after experience, and sometimes in other dimensions as well. Other timelines where we've had lifetimes of people. And these people could be people that are passed over already in this life, or they could be people that are present with you in this time now. They don't have to be a relationship that you're in romantically or a friendship. They can just be somebody in your workplace or somebody that you happen to have had an experience with that you feel holds a cord or an unwanted emotion. Now, what I've found is that when you actually can heal these relationships, you're essentially healing your relationship to yourself, because we are all one. So as we are all one, we are healing others as we are healing ourselves. And then the bigger reason for this is essentially that we're healing our path towards why we're really here. Who are we in this existence? Who are we in the world? And what were we really meant to be doing here? You know, you hear people that talk about purpose a lot, but for me, we all have the same purpose. And the same purpose is, from my perspective, to love and be loved by ourselves. So to learn that self-love and remember that we are a beautiful being of light, having a human experience this time. And that we're just sharing the world with everybody else, but that we're all the same. So our mission is always different. Our mission is unique to what we chose to do in this world, to help others, to remember our self-love. So what I'd like to do now with you is to take you through this process, which I actually do call cutting the cords and forgiveness. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than cutting the cords and forgiveness. It's allowing you to step more fully into alignment with your mission. It is essentially a mission process. So if you haven't already done my Earth Star Soul Star, please do that beforehand and allow yourself to be grounded and connected to your soul self and the universe. Essentially, as above, so below. Okay, so what I'd like you to do now is to put your hands on your heart and just connect with that heart-centered part of you and just breathe into your heart. And I want you to see yourself in a bubble of platinum light, beautiful, sparkling platinum light. Fantastic. And just feel how it feels to be supported, protected, looked after in your bubble of light. And then we're going to invite that person that you would like to heal the relationship with to step in. Equidistance apart. So what I mean is, you know, however it feels for you, for them to be near you or further away is absolutely fine. And many of my clients, if they've experienced trauma with somebody, maybe in childhood or maybe an experience that's happened in their life later on, where somebody has harmed them or hurt them, then they don't want them to be too near them. So we just put them way away. So that you can just see them, but that they can't be near you. So you choose which works for you. And then we're going to notice, as they step in, what colour they're presenting in. And then just notice what bubble of light they're stepping into. How do they look? How does it feel to you to look at them? And what emotion do you get back from them, knowing that they can't hurt you? So just notice how it feels when you look at them. This is your key. Do you feel responsible for them? Do you feel afraid of them? Do you feel it's your job to heal them? What do you feel? Okay, fantastic. Now, it's not your job to heal them. It's never our job to heal anyone. So we are going to do that for you. This is the first step. So I want you to imagine all you've got to do is witness this first step. So I want you to imagine that there is a beam of light in front of that person. And in this beam of light is contained connection, knowing that when they step into it, when we ask them to step into it in a moment, that they feel always connected to Source, God, the universe, Creator, their inner guidance. That they never feel separated. Because when we feel separated, we often will react in a way that is from a place of fear or anger or frustration. Okay, fantastic. So we're going to fill that beam of light with unconditional love, that they remember their unconditional love, that they're fully worthy and deserving of unconditional love. And remember, you're just witnessing it. Then we're going to put peace and harmony. And if we were doing this session bespokely together, then the guides would tell me exactly what this person needs and exactly what you need to heal with them. But from the purpose of this recording and this audio, then we're just going to do it generically. So peace, harmony. Okay, we're also going to put empowerment in there. And freedom, apparently. Fantastic. So I just want you to notice that beam of light and maybe give it a colour. And we're going to invite that person that you'd like to heal your cords with in your relationship to step into that beam of light. And just watch as they step into that energy, how they feel. How are they feeling about receiving all of those beautiful emotions, the deserving emotions? How does it feel now when you look at them? How is it? Do you feel responsible for them now? Do you feel it's your job to heal them? What emotions come up? Just acknowledge them. You may still feel angry. You may still feel resentment, and that's okay. This is just the first step. Fantastic. And so this will be different for everybody. But just notice what comes up in you now that that person has received their own healing. Great. Now this is the next step. So this is where you follow my words. And these will be generic. And once again, if I was working with you on a bespoke basis, the guides would tell me exactly which lifetimes you need to clear specifically. But from this purpose, we are going to cover many, they tell me. So whatever the name of the person is, or if it's mum, or if it's dad, or if it's nan, or past loves, or someone in the spirit, use their name. So you would start by saying their name and then from a place of pure unconditional love. Today, I choose to set myself free. As I set myself free, I set you free too. I choose to forgive myself as I choose to forgive you. I choose to release any unwanted emotions, any pacts or agreements, any vows or oaths, any contracts, written or verbal, any old marriages. So this doesn't mean if you're married that your marriage will end. Just any old marriages. Any unrequited love. Any sacrifices any false imprisonments, any religious orders. In fact, anything that does not serve me now, in this time, in this dimension, past, present, future, I choose to release it now, knowing that I've released it from all dimensions, all lifetimes, form and non-form, and from time before time. Any contracts, any agreements that I've taken on with this person, I choose to release them. I choose to rescind them from my Akashic realms. And I do this from a place of pure, unconditional love. Fantastic. So just take a deep breath. Now just notice how you feel when you look at this person. How does it feel now? Just notice. See if you feel free. See if you still feel any unwanted emotions. As we go on to the next step. Okay, so the next step is where you are able to say exactly how you feel. So, say for example, it was your mother or your father or relative that you've been brought up with and you had a really difficult childhood. You might want to say their name and then say, I feel resentful, I feel angry. I feel like my life has been ruined because of you. And it's okay to say those things. It's really important for you to say whatever you feel in a moment. And if it's your husband or your wife, it's okay for you to say you feel downtrodden, you feel used, you feel guilty, you feel responsible, you feel disappointed, whatever it might be. Knowing that you're always feeling love. You know that you are them and they are you. Okay? That we're doing this from a place of pure unconditional love. That no, even if you say, sometimes I feel like I really don't like you. Sometimes I feel like I hate you. You're still doing it from a place of unconditional love. So please know that in this process. Okay, so if it's someone that's passed, you can do it equally, the same way. Literally, that I felt like this when I was with you. I felt like this. You made me feel like this. It's all fine. It's all perfect. Okay? So, we're going to start by saying the name of that person or mum or dad or whatever it might be from a place of unconditional love. And then everything you feel. So, you start with I feel. And then I'm just going to give you a few moments. If this was in a bespoke session, the guides would be guiding me with things that would really help you. But in this case, you will just listen to your inner guidance and feel what you want to say. And I'll just be guided about when we come out of the silence. So just take your time. And you can either say it in your head or out loud. Okay, you may want longer with that and feel free to do this process again. But for now, we're going to come back. And now I want you to take a deep breath. Some of you may be upset at this point. Some of you may feel a release. Some of you may feel that you've moved forward. Some of you may feel that it's ready to cut the ties with this person, whatever is perfect for you. Okay, so I want you to look at this person, and how does it feel? How do you feel about them? How do you feel about yourself? Okay, and just notice that. Now, the last step of this is many things. So, bespokely, this would be, for some people, you might want to bring this person into your heart. And so for those people, just imagine a beautiful pink bubble of light around the two of you, embracing or holding hands and just bringing them into your heart, knowing that there's a much bigger reason why you came together. Some of you, you might like to send them off in a light and just know that they will receive the healing that they need and that it's time that the two of you part. Or if they're in the spirit already, then you know that they are perfectly looked after and they can continue their journey from a place of pure love too. In fact, you free them by forgiving them and cutting these energetic cords and speaking your truth. You free them on their journey. Okay. And whatever else feels right to you. Yeah, sometimes we can stand in front of that person and listen with our guides to what their mission is with you now. What's your mission together? What's your purpose? What did you come in to learn? And that's really great fun when I do this in bespoke sessions. If you want to do this with your person now, do it. What's the bigger reason? Why did we come together? And just listen to what your guides say. What does it feel like in your heart? So I really hope you've enjoyed this process. And please feel free to do it with everybody. You can do it with your friends. You can do it with your family. You can do it with work colleagues. You can do it with anyone you feel you need to heal part of you. Because remember that relationships are a mirror. They're a mirror for how we truly feel about ourselves. How much love do we have in ourselves? And that person who's come into your life will be showing you that aspect of you. So don't judge yourself and don't judge them. Just know that you have this process now that you can heal yourself. Much love.